time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative located on the square in West Salem. It's homecoming week in Fairfield with activities starting at Fairfield Community High School on Wednesday. The Battle of the Classes will be held on Wednesday night on the FCHS football field at 6:30, and a bonfire will follow the battle. On Friday, the homecoming parade will weave through downtown starting at 2:30. A live description of the parade will be aired on WFIW 104.9, sponsored by Fairfield National Bank. The football game is on Friday night as the Mules host El Dorado. The homecoming court will be introduced at halftime of the game. Coronation is set for Saturday night at 7 o'clock p.m., and there is a $3 fee for those who want to watch the crowning. The Illinois State Police issued a notice through their Facebook page Friday that due to deer hunting season, deer are on the move. The Illinois State Police has requested the public to be cautious and be aware of deer, especially during dawn and dusk. Deer frequently travel in groups, so if you see one, slow down, as there could be more close by. Do not swerve onto oncoming traffic or off the road to avoid hitting a deer. Even though it can be a common instinct, it would cause you to lose control of your vehicle and result in more serious crashes. If possible, slow down to stop and wait for deer to move along. Decreasing your speed may reduce damage to your vehicle if contact is made with the deer. Deer can become mesmerized by steady, bright lights and can become frozen on the road, so if you see a reflection of their eyes, slow down, flash your headlights, and honk your horn to alert them. If you hit a deer, contact the police. The 2018 Fairfield Fall Foliage Paintout Awards were given. The Best of Show was awarded to Farley Lewis of Springfield, Missouri. The award included $500 from the Fairfield National Bank. Best Watercolor was given to Andrew Diesel, Edward Jones and Wayne County Abstract, $250, Marcia Willman, Kansas City, Missouri. The Best Oil Painting was provided by CSI Insurance and Kincaid's Hardware for $250 to Spencer Meager of Mount Vernon, Illinois. In the other category, the Wabash Telephone Cooperative, Inc. provided $250 cash prize to Lorraine McFarland from Rolla, Missouri. The People's Choice was given to Vicki Gifford from Fairfield, Illinois, and the prize money was provided by People's National Bank, including $250. Artist's Choice was given to Thomas Books, Fairfield Banking Company, provided $250 to him. Country Life Award was given to Rona Pipmiller from St. Charles, Missouri. A $250 reward was given to her from Country Financial Agents Alex Atwood and Mark Dismore. The Albion Bicentennial Award was provided by Citizens National Bank of $250, and that was given to Marty Coulter from Washington, Missouri. Albion's People's Choice was provided by Fairfield Memorial Hospital of $250 to Caleb Shelby from West Salem, Illinois. Garden of the Gods Award was provided by Johnston and Vaughn Funeral Home of $120, and it was given to Farley Lewis of Springfield, Missouri. The Quick Paint category, $100 from the Paint Out Committee and $10 per artist participating, was given to Susan Rogers. Judge's Nocturne selection was also given to Thomas Books. Watercolor Award was given to Jamie Green of Quincy, Illinois. And the Chalk Walk prizes were also given. Meager Pest Control, $100 to Chamber of Commerce for Chamber Gift Certificates. Kids winner of $50 of Chamber of Commerce bucks was Crystal Margentina. In the People's Choice category, an art kit was given to Ransom Fox, and the adult winner was given $50 Chamber of Commerce certificate to Kayla McCormick. There will be a Walk the Forest event on Saturday, October 13th at Atkinson Forest, weather permitting. The event is scheduled to run from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday at the Sam Atkinson Forest located on 1301 Florence Drive. The event will have free coloring sheets for children, and the first 50 kids who walk the trail will receive a free small pumpkin. Attendees are asked to bring walking shoes. The annual Volley for the Cure event will be held on Monday night in Linda Oxby Gym at Edwards County High School in Albion. It will begin with a pork burger sale starting at 5 o'clock p.m. Fairfield Memorial Hospital and Wabash General Hospital of Mount Carmel will have information tables on breast cancer and other topics at the foyer of the gym. Gift baskets are made by various clubs and will be raffled off. Pink necklaces and other pink paraphernalia will be on for sale. The Linda Oxby t-shirt quilt will be on display. It has several past pink shirts in it. It will be auctioned at a later date. The feature event of the evening will be the volleyball matches between the Fairfield Lady Mules and the Edwards County Lady Lions. The girls will be wearing pink jerseys for these matches. The freshman game starts at 5:15 with the JV and varsity matches to follow. All proceeds from the event will be donated to Fairfield Memorial Hospital and Wabash General Hospital. Volley for the Cure is an event between Fairfield and Edwards County High Schools starting several years ago when Linda Oxby began her fight against breast cancer. She died last year after establishing herself as one of the most successful volleyball coaches in Illinois. More news after this.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. But it's not just about convenience. It's compassionate, quality care. From routine care, vaccines, and DOT physicals, to acute needs like disease management, x-ray, and lab work. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. With 6 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. This is Bill Pollack, your host for the Big Ten Today each weekday here on WFIW. The Big Ten Conference is legendary and will keep you updated. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection.
The rates you pay for electricity through Ameren, Illinois is dropping. The utility's new electric supply rates for those customers who get their power from Ameren, Illinois and not a third party will be 5.38 kilowatt hours. For residential customers, that is 18.3% lower than this time last year. Citizens Utility Board spokesman Jim Chilson says there are some out there that will use this news to try and switch you to their plan, which may be more expensive.
We've gotten a lot of reports of high-pressure sales tactics. We've also gotten a lot of reports from people who said it seemed like a good deal when I first signed up, and then after a month or two, the price went through the roof and my bill went through the roof. So people should know the bottom line is that it's going to be very difficult for any of these alternative suppliers going door-to-door to beat Ameren, Illinois' price, so buyer beware.
Ameren, Illinois does not profit or mark up the cost of electricity, and the decrease is due to reforms and the yearly electricity auction held by the Midcontinent Independent System Operator, the power grid operator for all or parts of 15 states, including central and southern Illinois. The Fairfield Memorial Hospital Book Fair will return on Tuesday. The fair is scheduled between 9 and 4 in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex Education Room. A portion of the proceeds from the sale will benefit the SCU Activity Fund and the FMH Foundation. Illinois State Police Heritage Foundation Memorial Park has been dedicated in downtown Springfield. 67 fallen troopers are honored at the memorial that borders the state police headquarters. One of those honored troopers is Kyle Deathridge, a trooper who was killed on I-55 in 2012. Kyle's widow, Sarah Deathridge Steele, says the families left are here to honor and to live the life that Kyle and others can't.
We are survivors. We love honoring our loved ones whose names are engraved on these beautiful walls. Unfortunately for the families and friends left behind, the struggle remains. No matter where life takes us after loss, the nagging feeling of grief tugs on our minds and our everyday thoughts. We try to move forward and live life every day. But we can struggle with living in the present while a piece of our hearts is suspended in the past. They will always be our husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, no matter what our current family dynamic may look like.
The memorial still has a few more finishing touches to be made before it's completely finished. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner's administration says it needs up to 2 more months to produce a plan to provide 3 years back pay to union workers. A lawyer for the Republican governor told Illinois State Labor Relations Board in a letter Monday that determining how much is owed to 20,000 workers is onerous. Monday was the Labor Board deadline on the issue involving so-called step increases shut off in July 2015. The letter says transferring money from other funds could jeopardize feeding prison inmates, providing utilities to the poor, or medical care at facilities. Rauner stopped step increases while negotiating a new contract with the American Federation of State, County and Municipal Employees Council 31. There's still no deal. AFSCME officials say the union is determining a response. Frontier Community College will be hosting a Truck or Treat event in conjunction with the second annual Monster Mash charity game on Monday, October 29th. The public is invited to attend these family-friendly events on Frontier's campus. The Truck or Treat will be held on the parking lot of the Bobcat Den from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and the students, clubs, and organizations will have trucks set up with treats and games available for kids. Immediately following the Truck or Treat, Monster Mash will begin on FMB Field. This entertaining game of slow-pitch softball will feature Bobcat baseball and softball athletes dressed in their best costumes, and the teams will play each other in other spooky showdowns. Admission is $3, and concessions will be available for purchase. All proceeds of Monster Mash will be donated to Dr. Scranton Memorial Cancer Fund. Established in 2004, the Dr. Scranton Memorial Cancer Fund is named after the late Dr. Dennis Scranton, who was killed in an automobile accident near Fairfield in 2003. The fund was specifically funded for cancer patients and gives those receiving active treatment, including radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery. For more information, or if you would like to contribute to the proceeds raised by Monster Mash Charity Game, contact Julie Bryant, Coordinator of Marketing and Public Information, at 842-3711. The unemployment rate fell in nearly all the state's metro areas last month. Kim Howard has more.
13 of the 14 metro areas saw a decrease in the August jobless rate compared to 1 year ago, says Illinois Department of Employment Security spokesperson Bob Goff.
These are some of the lowest unemployment rates we've seen in years, and for the sixth straight month, the Chicago metro area had its lowest unemployment rate on record.
10 metro areas added jobs over the year, with the largest increases seen in Kankakee, Champaign-Urbana, the Quad Cities, Rockford, and the Chicago area. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The City of Fairfield's electrical department visited the campus of Frontier Community College last week to assist in replacing 9 utility poles for the Electrical Distribution System program. Utility poles were heavily worn after many hours spent training in the areas of pole climbing and cross-arm construction. After students in the program removed cross arms, the City of Fairfield used equipment to remove and replace the utility poles. The day-long project was overseen by City of Fairfield lineman Tyler Lashbrook, as well as program instructor Ed Payton. The Electrical Distribution Systems program at Frontier Community College is a 1-year certificate that provides job opportunities in the electrical field, cooperatives, contractor positions, and more. Fire Prevention Week begins today, and the American Red Cross reminds everyone to take 2 simple steps. Practice fire drills at home and test smoke alarms monthly to stay safe from the nation's most frequent and deadliest disaster. On average, 7 people die every year from home fires, which takes more lives each year than all other natural disasters combined in the U.S., according to the National Fire Prevention Association. But working fire alarms cut the risk of dying in a home fire in half. That's why the Red Cross is working with the community partners to install free smoke alarms, help families create fire escape plans, and provide public prevention and safety resources through its Home Fire campaign, a nationwide effort to reduce fire-related deaths and injuries. Since the campaign began in October 2014, it's reached more than 1.6 million people and is credited to saving 472 lives nationwide. Experts say that today's home fires burn faster than ever, leaving people with only as little as 2 minutes to escape a burning residence, but many mistakenly believe they have more time, according to a Red Cross survey last year. During Fire Prevention Week, the Red Cross urges everyone to take these life-saving steps. Develop a fire escape plan with everyone in your household and practice it at least twice a year. Need help with your plan? Use these free home fire campaign resources. Install smoke alarms in your home on every level and outside each sleeping area. Test them once a month and replace the batteries at least once a year if required. Teach children what smoke alarms sound like and what they should do if they hear one. Make sure all household members know 2 ways to escape every room, and establish a family meeting spot outside. Area deaths is next.
Meadowood Nursing and Rehabilitation, our residents are noticing big changes at our small town home. At Meadowood, we know a sense of comfort, home, and belonging increase a resident's ability to heal and live a quality life. So among our many current initiatives, we are also undergoing an interior remodel, giving Meadowood a new and improved home-like and comfortable environment. Visit our home at Meadowood at 320 South 2nd in Grayville for a tour.
Community Connection is now online at WFIWradio.com. Now, not only can you hear the Community Connection after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, but you can hear it online anytime. If you missed the show, go to WFIWradio.com, then click on About Us, then Community Connection for the latest episodes. You can also catch up on past shows. Community Connection after the 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3, and now online at WFIWradio.com.
Everett E. Mitchell passed away on Friday, October 5th at his residence. Everett was employed by Norfolk Southern Railroad for over 25 years. He loved to spend time with his grandchildren, his children, family, and friends. He was a charter member of the Coyote Club, member of Polk Lodge, AF and AM of McLeansboro, and a former member of the BPOE 1882. He was also an avid fisherman and coon hunter. Survivors are his son Glendale Mitchell and his wife Rhonda from McLeansboro, his daughter Beth Stevens and husband Jeff, also from McLeansboro, two sisters Ruthie Holcomb, Veda Faye Weber, and Ottilie Kaufman, four grandchildren Ryan Stevens, Dylan Mitchell, Kelsey Brown and husband Jordan Remington Stevens, and great-granddaughters Evelyn Faye and Allie Ray Brown, along with several nieces and nephews. Visitation is from 6 to 8 p.m. Wednesday, October 10th, 2018, at Haar Funeral Home in McLeansboro, Illinois, and funeral service starts 11 a.m. on Thursday, October 11th, also at Haar Funeral Home. Memorials can be made to the Alzheimer's Association and will be accepted at the funeral home. Haar Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. Donald Ray Niekamp, 84, of Carmi, passed away at 4:30 a.m. Saturday, October 6, 2018, at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. He was born on January 16, 1934, in Carmi. He is the son of George Edwin and Verna Irene Calkins Niekamp. Donald married Marion Miller on February 14, 1957. He also served his country in the U.S. Navy during the Korean War. He worked in the oil field as a City of Carmi police officer, and he was also a lifetime member of the International Union of Operating Engineers Local Number 318, where he helped with the construction of many southern Illinois roads, including the I-64 Grayville Cloverleaf and Rest Area, Illinois 14 to New Harmony, and the Rin Lake Dam. He was a member of the Emmanuel United Methodist Church in Carmi and the Carmi American Legion Post, number 224. Donald is survived by his wife of 61 years, Marion, two daughters, Catherine Phalos Young of Wadesville, Indiana, Julia Mark Woodstein of Warren, Ohio, a son, George Chris Niekamp of Mount Vernon, Indiana, a sister, Shirley Russell Fulkerson of Carmi, three grandchildren, Travis Young, Matthew Niekamp, and Marcy McCollum, and great-grandson Tanner Young. He was preceded in death by a son, Keenan E. Niekamp, on October 16, 1975, and sister Maxine Mitchell. Funeral services for Donald Ray Niekamp, 84, of Carmi, will be at 10 a.m. Wednesday, October 10, 2018, at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will follow in Reeves Cemetery in Carmi, where the Carmi American Legion and VFW will perform full military honors. Visitation will be on Tuesday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Campbell Funeral Home. Memorial contributions may be made to Donald's memory in Wabash Christian Village and will be accepted at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. 91-year-old Browns resident Edith Lorraine Spencer died on Wednesday at Oakview Heights in Mount Carmel. She served several years on the election board at Browns and was on the Browns Cemetery Board. Edith Spencer is survived by her children, Ted Spencer of Crestview, Florida, Elaine Franklin of Bloomington, Indiana, Tony Spencer of Fairfield, and Doug Spencer of Browns, 17 grandchildren, 29 great-grandchildren, and 10 great-great-grandchildren. Several nieces and nephews also survive. Visitation for Edith Spencer will be Monday, October 8th from 11 a.m. to noon at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. The funeral service will be held at noon at Ingram Funeral Home with burial to follow at Browns Cemetery. Memorials can be made to the Brown Cemetery Fund, and envelopes will be available for the service. Ingram Funeral Home of Albion is honored to be trusted with the arrangements. 69-year-old Broken Arrow, Oklahoma resident William Lynn Shelby, formerly of Sisney, died Monday, October 1st at 9:11 p.m. at St. John Hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He was an oil field worker and machinist. William Shelby is survived by his wife, Patsy Shelby, two daughters, Tammy Goldsberry of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and Sydney Callum of Collinsville, Oklahoma. Four siblings, Jay Shelby of Salem, Rita Boyles of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Tom Shelby of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Sherry Taylor of Mount Erie, and five grandchildren. Services for William Shelby will be held at Floral Haven in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Viewing and visitation will be held on Sunday, October 7th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 90-year-old Fairfield resident Bonnie M. McCausin died 10:51 p.m. on Wednesday, October 3rd at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. She had been a telephone operator for 15 years in East St. Louis. Bonnie McCausin is survived by two sons, Michael McCausin of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Terry McCausin of Fairfield, one stepson, Robert McCausin Jr., and two grandchildren and one great-grandchild. Funeral services for Bonnie McCausin will be held at 1 p.m. on Monday, October 8th at the Johnston & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from noon until the time of service at Funeral Home. Johnston & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Lucas Gifford reporting.
Eubinger's Furniture Company is an interior design center that knows the secret isn't in what you spend, but what you select. How design and style should blend to achieve just the right balance. Displays at Eubinger's give you a new world of ideas. Ideas that will release the personality of your home. Exciting living room, dining room, and bedrooms. The extras that make any room unmistakably your own. Come browse today. You'll get ideas, and they will be beautiful. Only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to WFIW-FM 104.9. I'm going to give you some quick high school football scores from last night, in case you haven't heard them. Fairfield beat Vienna Gorville 40-6. Also, Christopher Ziegler Royalton beat Johnston City 15-8, and Robinson beat Lawrenceville 31-12. Also, I'm going to give you some quick college football scores. It's Illini 38 against Rutgers 17. That was a win for Illini. We have Murray State 48 beating EIU's 41. And Youngstown State is 17 against SIU's 14. Let's see here. We have NHL, we have hockey action here. Blackhawks beat the Blues 5-0 in overtime as well. And finally, I'm going to give you a NBA preseason score. It's Memphis against the Pacers 109-104, with Memphis beating coming out on top on that game as well. You're listening to WFIW 104.9. I'm Lucas Gifford.
Treat your family to better meals. Make a shopping trip to Farmer's Packing east of Albion for a large selection of meats and cheeses. Butterfly pork chops are only $3.69 a pound. Rotisserie pork loins are just $4.99 a pound, or half a hog for $250. Try out some of their cinnamon rolls, pies, or fruit dumplings now available. Just a few of the great buys right now at Farmer's Packing east of Albion on Highway 15. Phone 445-3822.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to WFIW-FM, and this is your Classic Hits area weather forecast. Today, it's a pretty foggy morning. It's partly cloudy. We're going to have a low of 69 tonight, but high of in the high 80s later on today. On Monday, tomorrow's Columbus Day, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 68. Tuesday, it's going to be partly cloudy with a high of 85 and a low of 69. Wednesday, there is a 95% chance of thunderstorms, so get ready for that. It's going to be a high of 76 with a low of 50. And Thursday, it maybe seem this heat wave is going to get away from us here. It's going to be a high of 61 on Thursday, during sunny weather, in fact, with a low of 41. So, going to get your air conditioners a break. I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, thank you for listening. This is Lucas Gifford on 104.9.
What you're about to experience is radio that goes beyond just playing some great music. It's radio that sheds light on the concerns, hopes, and dreams of its listeners. Radio that not only makes you feel better, it invites you to live better. Hi, I'm Austin Harris. This is The Beacon.
I saw you flash a smile. That seemed to me to say you want to so much more than casual conversation.